This is the Mind Your Business podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mind Your Business podcast. My name is Matt Williams. I'm joined, as always, by the fabulous Alan Clark. And I'm looking out my window. It's a glorious winter's day here, Alan. What's it like where you are? You in a nice part of the world?
Absolutely. Sun is out. There's actually heat. I had my lunch outside today, honestly. Wow. And I had a thermometer beside me and it said 15 degrees. And I had my woolly hat on, but it was warm. And I was basking in the sun thinking this is all right.
Happy days, right? This is how it should be. We're in the middle of our busiest time of the year. So it's a little bit, I wouldn't say stressed, but it's a bit fraught, I think is the word I would pick. It's definitely, yeah, we definitely come into the end of our busy period and you can see the light at the end of the tunnel, but there is so much going on. And I love that. I love the fact that there's bustle and hustle and stuff happening all the time. And I go from one to another, to another, to another. And I think that leads us on a little bit to what we're going to talk about today. So as ever, what are we talking about today, Alan?
So we're going to talk about energy, okay? And not about soaring gas prices type energy, but human energy and actually business energy and momentum. And actually, we've talked quite a lot about time being such a valuable resource. But I think just as valuable as time is energy. And we haven't actually talked about that yet in our podcast. So really, as we're going into a new year, I'm looking for entrepreneurs and leaders to get really, yes, let's really think about how we want to use our time. But energy is such a valuable resource. And if we've got our time right, and we're showing up with the optimal levels of energy, I think we're going to have really potent years. So we're going to talk about energy today.
This is fantastic. It has a massive impact on success of a business, is the energy that's set from the very top. And if you've got a tired director that's just kind of run out of steam, the business mirrors that. And you see that all, and certainly in my line of work, we see that all the time. And have you got up your sleeve then, Alan, some tips and tricks that we can talk about? Or are we going to be talking more about the kind of wider concept of it and why it's important? Or are we going to cover all of that? What's your plan?
Yeah, well, I think we should start at the human level. And you're absolutely right. You know, the impact, you know, underpinning impact for me is energy. If we want to have high levels of impact in our business, leading our teams, serving our clients really, really well, then it needs to come from somewhere. And what fuels that is energy. Yeah. So I think, first of all, let's have a reminder of maybe some of the best things we can do for ourselves to get us bouncing, to use your word, bouncing into the day full of energy. And I'll start with the obvious one, the really obvious one, which is everyone knows this, but it's one of these ones we all know it, and we sort of dabble with it, which is looking after our physical selves, looking after our physical selves. So I shared with you, didn't I, last week, that this year I bought myself a heavy punch bag, right? For the first time ever, boxing is what I'm doing. And this heavy punch bag for 30 minutes every 2 days, I honestly feel like a new man, right? I feel the energy levels have gone through the roof. I love it. I can do it between 7:45 and 8:15, and I can be coaching for 8:30, bouncing into these conversations, making a big difference. And that energy is building. It really, really is. So, you know, that's the first thing I thought we could just talk about is, but what can everyone do just to up their physical activity? Because that definitely generates energy. And I was speaking to a client yesterday, and I was telling him about this, and that really inspired him because, like me, he was a runner that was getting injured and actually was becoming disillusioned and feeling really sluggish. And then said, do you know what? I'm going to do exactly the same. So maybe the UK's supply of heavy punch bags are going to go through the roof. But that inspired him because he saw the connection between physical activity and energy, which he can then use in his business.
And that, I mean, that is, you're right. That is the, it's not what I thought you were going to say, actually. When you said the first step and the bit that everybody knows about, I was expecting you to go down a different route, and I'll come back to that. But you're right. It's a, yeah, everyone knows, whether everyone adheres to it or not, everyone knows if you're more active, you, it kind of, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, right? You go for a run and you end up with more energy. So absolutely, physical health, nutrition, fitness, all of that is massively important. Where I thought you were going to go was sleep. And I think making sure that you are sleeping enough has a massive impact on energy. As a father of a young family, I kind of, I've made my peace with not sleeping. And I'm, I've done it now for enough years that I don't need, I only need sort of 5 hours sleep to function quite happily. I think that the other side of this kind of energy coin, I guess, is a lot of people, I think, are like me. So at the moment, we're in our super busy time and I'm bouncing around. It's I love it. I love operating at that 95 to 100% kind of stress slash capacity. And I get energy for that. I'm energized by the fact that I come into the office and it, I feel like I blink and it's 5 o'clock and everyone's going home and I'm still there with all these things to do and quite happy doing it. And I can't do that 12 months of the year, but in this 6 week busy period that we have every year, it feels like I've kind of having run a marathon and I'm on mile 22. So, you know, that's where I am. And it doesn't matter now how tired everything else is because I'm so close to the end that we're going to get there and it boosts your energy. And that mental health side of things has a massive impact on energy as well, right? But that's what we're saying, right? Look after the stepping stones, sleep, physical activity, mental health. Without, you know, we could do podcasts for days on all three of those aspects. But if you can look after and manage those three aspects of your physical life, that sets you up to be energized, right?
Oh, for sure. So I mean, they're absolutely brilliant. So the physical, the nutrition, getting sleep. So let's call them the basics. But to be honest with you, they are so variable in terms of how people actually engage with them. And if you wanted to have a massive year this year, if you wanted to really nail 2022, then get your energy levels up, and that will give you such a competitive advantage out there. It really, really will. And I say physical activity, nutrition, sleep are all fantastic. A, to get your energy levels up, and yes, mental health wise, well-being, and get you in a really, really good shape. I was just going to move on to my next suggestion.
And which is where I was going to. So we'll do your suggestion first and then we'll come back to mine. And they may well be the same anyway.
Okay. So I also think there's something in here about momentum. There is definitely something here about momentum and actually visualizing your business moving forward. So, you know, both from a business perspective and also us as human beings, if we can connect with the word momentum every day, which is going from A to B, it's moving. So again, kinetic energy rather than maybe potential energy. I'm showing off my high school physics here. But this sort of momentum is very, very powerful. And why is it powerful? It gets us in the present and in the future, rather than stuck in the past. We're moving. And as you start the day, you know, sometimes we're not feeling at our best. Now, if you're punching a punch bag, I guarantee you, you're going to feel good. But if you're not, you can think about, okay, I've got this meeting and this client, or actually no clients, and I'm worried about this and I'm worried about that. Momentum really does get you going. It really builds energy. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy, you know, and just visualizing yourself, if you've got a team, go and inspire them, go and start one-to-ones, check in with them, phone a client, think about your next strategy, do what you do brilliantly well, which is jump onto LinkedIn and get 10,000 interactions. Whatever you do, but move forward, momentum. And again, but within an hour of moving forward, you've got energy. And that energy is infectious, enthusiastic, and it's making a big difference.
100%. I think momentum is an underrated part of business growth. We're in a position now where, in our business, where it feels like we are, the snowball has tipped over the edge and it's starting to rumble, and we are picking up without now any conscious effort. We are growing at a significant pace now. And it's not because we're lucky. It's because we've built this momentum. We have such a consistent cycle now of new people coming in, leads coming into our funnel, conversations happening, meetings happening, proposals going out, that there's always something happening and someone new signing up or someone new coming in. And it's just going and going and going. And it's easy to forget now that we're rolling down the hill with all this momentum, how much effort it took to push the boulder. Yeah. How much energy it took at the start to push it, to get it to the point where it's now rolling.
Yeah.
And I think what I was going to say, which leads, all of this is all linked nicely. One of the big driving factors for energy is the big driving factor for momentum, which is what we want to achieve. The big driving force behind energy is passion. But if you don't care, if you don't have that passion for what you do or growing this business or leading this team, you're not going to have any energy. You're not going to come bouncing in, and that's not infectious. It's not going to push anyone on. You have to be in a role that you're passionate about. And I say this with a pinch of salt, because if you look at everybody's LinkedIn profile, they're all passionate about what they do. Oh, I'm passionate about accountancy. I'm passionate about conservatories. Yes, some people are, right? But actually, what I'm passionate about is growing my business, growing my team, and helping my customers, right? And that's doesn't matter what industry I'm in. If that's what you're passionate about, then you can build this energy. And it's not difficult to be passionate about those three things, right? They're not, you go and be passionate about tax returns. Only like a certain very niche percentage of the population are passionate about tax returns, right? But everyone can be passionate about those three things. They're generic. But if you've got that passion, then you can build that energy. And then once you've got that energy, you use that energy to build your momentum. And that's where you get these exponential gains. Okay. And that's the key. Because I've done this job I do now, did it for 13 years, but I wasn't passionate about it. And I had no energy about it. If you'd have spoke 4 years ago when I was in the corporate world, different mentality. I was delivering the same thing, same product with the same people. Like my team that are with me now were all with me there. The passion is completely different. And it's not the role, it's not the job, it's not the business, it's not the industry, sorry. It's the energy in the business is different. And it's because my passion in the business is different. A, because it's mine. B, because we're doing it how we want to do it, I think.
I love that. I love that. Now, in our podcast, I usually at some point go to the dictionary, don't I, as a bit of a definition. And what we're discussing today is the usefulness of energy in terms of moving, driving, creating momentum in business, right? We're saying it's useful. Now, listen, this is the definition. So energy is the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity.
Okay.
So I'll say it again. So the strength and vitality required for sustained physical or mental activity. So the journey of the entrepreneur for sure is a sustained physical and mental activity, spiritual and emotional, throw them in as well. But you know, that is why energy is vital. Literally, it's the strength required. So having energy as an entrepreneur allows you to create momentum, as you've just described, and as you've done tremendously well in the last 3 years. You know, it's there for everyone. And, you know, there is great. So you're talking about being passionate. Now, you're absolutely right. Passion, enthusiasm, fab. But that, the other thing we've talked about, maybe generating energy today, right? But of course, you can lose energy through the cracks. You, there's ways to lose your energy. You might come in really passionate and then suddenly something's happened with a client conversation, or two people are off sick, or and it's boom, you've lost it. So that's also, if we can start to master plugging the holes or watching the energy drains and doing something like that, that's very useful too.
Well, there's two things come to mind there. Firstly, per your definition, energy is a strength, right? It's the strength to do this.
Yep.
And how do you improve strength? If you're talking fitness wise, like physically, you train and you push a bit harder every day, and then your base level of strength comes along with it. And that's the same with energy, right? It's a mindset thing. But if you just kind of try and improve your energy, whether that's your physical energy or the business energy and the momentum or whatever it is, incremental gains will bring the base level up. So you can train yourself to be more energetic in a business sense. And the second thing is, having now driven an electric car, and I get so much stick for driving the car that I do now from my team, it's unreal. So I'm glad they've all disappeared for the day, so I'm not getting funny looks. But the biggest difference between driving an electric car and a normal petrol or diesel car is that you're charge watching all the time. Whenever I'm driving down the A34 to my office, I'm like, wow, I've just lost 3% since I've left home. And I would never, ever do that with a petrol. And actually, I've never got anywhere near running out of electricity. But it's ingrained in you because it's not as easily accessible. You are watching your battery gauge, basically, and seeing how it drops. And you are then mentally calculating, well, if I did this and I did that, am I going to get to there? And how am I going to do this trip? And where do I need to stop? And all this stuff. My point is that you then tally yourself, or you train yourself to drive in a different way. So to ease off the accelerator and not brake as much and blah, blah, blah. And you adapt to save the energy. And that's the same in, like you said, if you know that I'm going to have a conversation with Joe Bloggs and he's just one of those personality vacuums and he is going to kill my mood, or he's going to moan about this or whatever. You need to find a way of having sort of resilience within your world to be able to deal with that and not let your mood sink down to the lowest mood in the room. You've got to put your team up and push them on, because they're not going to care about your business as much as you. However great your team are, they are not going to have the same passion and energy for your business as you, the business owner. But you need to bring them with you and get their base levels up to something like yours, because then you've got three people in a business have got the same energy. Then adding a fourth is easier, because the culture at that point is that everyone is high energy and high achieving and client focused or whatever it is. If you don't, then you have a cultural issue where you've got one idiot bouncing off the walls trying to drive everyone else on, and eight people that hate their jobs and can't wait to own time.
I think you've really hit on something there for me. So, you know, if we're saying right at the start, two of the most valuable commodities for any entrepreneur and leader is time and energy, right? Then we know that, then we can create a strategy to maximize the energy. And I loved your sort of Tesla, I'm looking at the charger.
I didn't name a brand, by the way, because my team will listen to this and then say, you're always talking about your Tesla, and I didn't mention it.
I'm talking about Matt's Tesla. It's lovely. I think your Tesla's lovely. It's lovely. Right. But you're right. So, you know, because if we know that energy is so valuable and there's so much momentum going to come out in 2022 because of the energy in us as leaders and also our organization, then let's create a strategy that maximizes the energy, you know? And you're right. You then know, you sort of come outside your body then and go, right, I've got a conversation with Dave. Dave's going to drain the life force from me. But because I want to have energy, because I know how valuable it is, I'm going to have to mitigate this. No matter what Dave says, I'm not going to give him my energy away, or I'm just going to soak it all up 5 minutes and then back in again. So suddenly you're not reacting negatively. Your day's not wrecked at 9:30 a.m. because Dave's stolen your day. It's not that. It's like, okay, we're having this conversation. I'm going to go in, and there's nothing that you can say that's going to have me seep energy so I've got nothing left. And then you do what you've done, shake yourself down, and away you go again. You know, and that's possible. It really is possible. And
I've got an example of it, Alan. This week,
go for it.
I've got a client who is at least local to me. He's a local LinkedIn celebrity, right? He's on LinkedIn all the time. I've probably narrowed it down to about four people now, so I need to be careful how I go on from here. No, it's not you, Alan. Don't worry. And this chat, we've been doing a lot of work for him recently about forecasting the next 3 to 5 years. Right, he's on a really good growth trajectory, and he is the definition of high energy business leader. Right, literally, if you were going to bottle someone in that role, it would be him. And we had a catch up meeting to talk about two areas of this forecast that we've been battling with for a little while. And he came on the call, and we were chatting away. And I said, "Well, let's talk about this revenue number." And he said, "No, that's got to change. We've just thought, I don't know what's happened, but we've lost four clients in a week. Never had that before. And each client is worth a lot of money. And it's just four different reasons, and nothing, you know, we haven't cocked anything up. It's just they've all decided to leave and either go elsewhere or bring it in-house or stop doing it. And we're going to lose 25% of our revenue." And he was the first time I've ever seen him like this, right? He was not crestfallen, but he was sort of not feeling sorry for himself either, but he was just, he'd taken it on the chin and it had knocked him sideways a bit. And I get that, right? If anyone lost that sort of level of revenue, you would be. And do you know what we did? We just talked about the business. We stopped talking then about the numbers and about the plans. And we just talked about, well, what's going well? Ignoring all that, one person's produced this thing and it's amazing. And everyone in the industry is like raving about how good this thing is. And then they've got these three new pitches they've been to London to do. And that's going to result in this. And it almost, from being almost like a boxer on the floor, kind of pulled himself up and got himself back into the fight in the course of a 30-minute conversation. And I'm not saying this is because I was coaching and counseling him. I didn't say a word. It was like amazing to see that he went from, God, not feeling sorry for himself, but look how big a blow we've just taken. So you know what? This business is kick-ass and it is going to remain kick-ass. And we're going to win these four clients and be back where we were by the end of Feb and then look where we're going to go. And it was just a process he had to go through. And then within an hour and a half of our meeting, he was on LinkedIn with this big post about, look at this, this is amazing, everyone's great. And I sat and I had a little chuckle to myself that no one will see that blip that he had and that blow to the chin that he took and the fact that he's on his knees and got back up again. That's the resilience that a business leader needs to have. But that's how he's built his energy back up. And it's just from verbalizing, talking it through and understanding it. But it was amazing to see. But it plays on what we're talking about today, right?
It's amazing. And you know, it's I've not used the word performance in this, but it is. Energy is integral, isn't it? It's integral to performance. So that client of yours would go on to have some wonderful conversations that day that could lead to opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I've had a similar thing in the last week. I've coached two salespeople that have had struggling months, right? And down, energy low, worry seeping in. And these are good people, right? And, you know, and yes, I'm outside looking in, but you know, to get them re-energized on their strengths and actually what they're doing and what they're not doing and therefore the opportunities that they haven't been realizing to bring their strengths in and sort of close the gap with the opportunities. But again, within half an hour, both of them up and going and realize that actually in the world of sales, you need to go through the no's to get the yes. You know, it's that's what happens when you deal with human beings. Some people say no, some people say maybe, and some people say yes. But if you're down on the canvas and you're shying away, you're not going to get anything. And it's a very, sales positions, I think, you need a ton of resilience in there. But when you remind yourself of your strengths and why you're doing it for and actually seeing things that you've maybe missed, you go again. And again, both these people had awesome days the next day. They were showing up differently with energy. That made a difference.
It does make a difference. I mean, the whole psychology of sales is you know, it's a dark art to me. But I one thing that stuck with me that I've always taken in is that if you understand your conversion rate, then all you need to do is go harvesting the no's. Because if you know that for every 90 no's you get 10 yeses, then go out and make it your business to get 90 no's in a day, because you know that you're going to then get 10 yeses.
I think you were listening to like my conversation.
You know, those bugs do work. But that's a reality, right? And that's a mindset. That's all mindset. You can focus on the negatives or you can look for the positives. And it comes back to, if you do focus on the negatives and the problems and not the solutions and not the way forwards, and if you're frustrated that you're not going quick enough, all of these things will lower that inbuilt energy that you've you know, built yourself up with, and it will lose your momentum, and it will cause you, it's going to cause you trouble. Right? You've got to find a way as a business owner, and it is cripplingly hard sometimes to be the positive energizer bunny in the room when you're responsible for everyone else's mortgage and you're responsible for driving the top line and you're responsible for, you know, for keeping the clients happy. I get that. But if you let it get on top of you and you do end up losing that energy, you're not going to find it in your team, because they don't, it's a job. Even the best, you're not going to have enough energy to bring you back to where you need to be. Other business owners do, though. Other business owners will understand what you're going through. So have conversations with people. Have a conversation with a coach. Have a conversation with your lawyer. Have a conversation with other business owners that know what you're going through, because everyone's got the same problems. And like I said, that's what my client did. He didn't talk to me as a coach. He just talked to me as business owner to business owner. And he was almost talking to himself, and I was just a passenger in the room, if I'm honest. He just verbalized everything that was his thought process, and out came the energy, because he could see the inbuilt, you know, was potential in that business.
Yeah, I think you've done a wonderful job there, Matt. You know, and it sounds like you've done a really wonderful, wonderful job. But I go, honestly, I didn't know. Honestly, of course you have. Well done. But if you have a phenomenal year this year, and you will, but people listening to this, and they reflect back, I guarantee you that you will have used your time and energy very well. I think it's like salt and pepper. It's the seasoning of some really good food. I don't know where I'm going with this, but you know, I think you need both, right? Time and energy. And you know, these examples that you've given, we could both give another 10 each, couldn't we? Including on ourselves about days where the energy's been lower and what has been produced versus the days that you're bouncing in full of energy and what's been produced. The possibilities coming from a higher energy state are just on a different magnitude. And if you really think about that, why would you not want that? And then you go, well, actually, I do want that. So then I'm in a strategy to create as much energy as possible and have a wonderful year. So yeah, but really, really potent subject today.
Absolutely. What we haven't done, and I think it baffles me that we haven't talked about the role of coffee in energy, Alan. Do you find this? This is slightly off on a tangent. I have a whole team of people that if the coffee pods have run out, energy levels disappear. Is that where it's like in the exponential offices? Oh, here we go. He's pulling out coffee paraphernalia now.
This is my new toy, which is a stainless steel cafetiere, so it doesn't actually smash in a dishwasher. So this is bulletproof, this thing. I mean, my wife Pamela is a nutritional therapist, so I need to watch what I say here about caffeine. But yes, I think what I'll agree, I'm going to sound very sensible here, but you know, caffeine's wonderful. It definitely gives you a bit of an edge and boost, but health warning here, it is short term, and if you have too much, you can crash, is all I'm saying. So use it
wisely.
Have
I told you the story about my father-in-law? This is now completely off tangent. I just got a phone call a couple of years ago now from my father-in-law saying, can you run me up to the hospital? I've just been to my GP's. My heart, we think we might have had a heart attack. Could you take me something? Right, calm as you like. Don't tell Louise, who's my wife, because he doesn't want to worry anybody. So off I toddle up to the hospital, and I sit there for the whole day with him while he's having all these checks. And they keep coming back saying, well, no, that was fine. The heart scan's fine, and this is fine, and that's fine. And it took them 8.5 hours for this doctor to say, how much caffeine do you drink? And my father-in-law's 85, and he's, you know, he's had his hips done, his knees done. He does, other than a bit of pottering in his garden, he said, oh, I drink about 9 or 10 cups a day out of his espresso machine. And they said, well, yeah, that's the issue. You have got to, you're running on too much caffeine and you need to go to decaf. And I'm thinking, he was like, this guy, he was talking to me like that was it. He wasn't going to see tomorrow. That was where he'd got to. And it was all bloody caffeine. So there we go. Coffee is important, everybody, but everything in moderation. That's what we're saying.
Very wise, man.
I don't want to get on the wrong side of your wife.
No, don't do that. You know, let's stick with that message. Use it wisely.
Right. And on that complete tangent, I feel like that's probably a sign that we've run out of energy on this podcast, Alan. So we should wrap it up. Have you got anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah. The strategy bit's a huge one for me. You know, really think through how you can maximize and sustain your energy. So what you need to add in to create more, and what you need to sort of take out to prevent the drains of your energy. So that it's such a valuable thing. Create it and then watch it doesn't just drain back out of you. And a strategy is perfect for that.
Perfect. No, I agree. I think now you know it's there and it's a thing, you can monitor it, right? Once we know that it's something that we should be looking at, and our energy levels have impacts on all these other aspects of our business, and it's key in driving momentum, then you can focus on it. And you can know that actually, if you are flagging, you can go for a walk, or you can do, you know, whatever it does that puts you back up again. Okay, well, look, that's 33 minutes. So I am comfortable that we have talked enough about our subject of the day. So as ever, if you're liking what you're hearing, give us a shout on social, subscribe on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. And we will see you next week for more Podcast Gold. That's bye from me, and it's goodbye from Alan.
Goodbye.
This is the Mind Your Business podcast.